بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم لا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله العلي العظيم الحمد لله رب العالمين وصلى الله على سيدنا محمد وآله الطيبين الطاهرين In the name of God, the most compassionate, the most merciful. Discussing the concept of wisdom, we talked about the views of the linguists as well as the commentators of the Quran, the Quranic exegetes. As a summary, I can say that in major works on Arabic words and the roots of the words, we have this kind of understanding. Wisdom is something which can be reduced to justice, knowledge, and forbearance. This was mentioned in Al-Ain. Wisdom is a knowledge that stops a person from doing bad actions. Wisdom is to understand the concepts, and it is called wisdom because it stops a person from acting as an ignorant person. This was in Majma'ul Bahrain. Wisdom is to be able to discover the truth with knowledge and intelligence or understanding. When it is used for God, is to know the things and create them in the strongest way. When it is used for human being, it means to know the beings and to do the good actions. This was in Mufradat al-Raghib. Wisdom is to know the best of the things with the best types of knowledge. This was in Lisanul Arab. And wisdom is a type of judgment which is based on true and certain knowledge. So altogether, these are the factors that are mentioned. Knowledge, intelligence and understanding, stopping from doing bad actions, finding the truth, to be decisive and certain, having the best choice, justice, and forbearance. So these are different elements that you find among the linguists about wisdom. So I have tried to bring all different things that they have mentioned. Then, about the commentators of the Quran, in particular Allama Tabatabai and Ayatollah Makarem Shirazi, we said that Allama Tabatabai emphasizes on being true and at the same time beneficial. Something which is true but is not beneficial for our happiness in this world or the hereafter is not related to wisdom. So if you just know pure science, it is good, but just to know pure science or universal ideas, like for example philosophy, by itself is not necessarily wisdom. Wisdom is a true proposition that helps us in achieving happiness in this world or the hereafter. And Ayatollah Makarem Shirazi emphasizes very much on knowledge and logic and reasoning. One of the contemporary scholars, who is Muhammad Reza Hakimi, who has many works on understanding hadith, in particular he has Al-Hayat in 6 volumes, which is very important collection of hadith. He says that wisdom is to have knowledge and a spiritual education at the same time. So it's not only knowledge, it is knowledge with a spiritual education. So altogether, the main factors mentioned by Muslim scholars is knowledge being beneficial for our happiness and stopping from doing bad actions, or you can say something which can help in our purification. So now, after studying the Quranic verses, the views of the commentators and the linguists, we want to move to the hadith. We have many hadith about wisdom, about definition of wisdom, about significance of wisdom, about the things which can lead to wisdom, about the things which can be obstacle so that a person would not be able to gain wisdom. The hadith that you have in the handout are from Mizanul Hikmah. Mizanul Hikmah, or you can say a scale of wisdom, is a book which is a collection of hadith, but in a classified manner, by Mr. Ray Shahri, and only a summary of it has recently translated into English and published just in one volume. But the work is in many volumes. So this is from the original work, not just from the selection. But the selection also has some of these hadiths, and it's published by the Islamic College in one volume. Just the selection. There are many different sections about wisdom. So in these two pages, you have just the beginning about the significance of wisdom and about the merits of wise people. And inshallah, I will give you more for session tomorrow. Imam Ali alayhi salam says, Al-Hikamu, which is the plural of Hikmah. Hikmah, the plural is Al-Hikam. Riyadun Nubala Al-Ulumun Nuzhatul Udaba. Wise ideas are gardens of the noble people. When people who are noble, who are honorable, they want to enjoy themselves, they don't find their enjoyment just in going to a park or, you know, to go next to a river. Of course, that is also good. But they want something which can help them to enjoy also spiritually and mentally. So if you want to enjoy spiritually and mentally, you should think, you should review, you should talk about wise ideas. They can refresh you. So sometimes, you know, just you may, for example, sit together with some friends and reflect on some wise sayings, for example, of Imam Ali alayhi salam, or wise sayings of some scholars. This refresh your soul and heart. In the same way, al-ulum, sciences, knowledge, is also a pleasure for the people who are interested in etiquettes and good manners. Similar to this, Imam Ali alayhi salam says, Al-Hikmatu Rawdatul Uqala. Hikmah, wisdom, is the garden for the people who are thoughtful. The next hadith is very important because it's not only about the merit of wisdom, it also helps us in understanding the nature of wisdom. Imam Ali alayhi salam says, Al-Hikmah Shajaratun Tanbutu fil qalb. Wisdom is a tree which grows in the heart. So wisdom belongs to the heart. Wa tuthmiru ala al-lisan, and bears its fruits on the tongue. So wisdom must be in your heart, but you see the actual fruits when people start talking. So when they say something, they say wise things, but it is rooted in the wisdom of the heart. There is a very well-known hadith that inshallah we will mention also later, and has been mentioned in many sources and has become actually the origin of a practice in Islamic spirituality. In Islamic spirituality, you know, there is a practice that for 40 days you try to reduce your work and have some kind of concentration, a kind of retreat for 40 days, and try to do everything only for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You may do normal things, but just to have, you have to be careful about your intention. The hadith says, "Man akhlasa lillah 40 sabahan." Whoever purifies, doesn't say purifies what, it means purifies everything. Purifies his actions, his intention, his thoughts, everything he tries to purify for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, 40 sabahan, 40 mornings, which means 40 days. Jarat yanabi'ul hikmah min qalbihi ala lisani. The fountains, springs of wisdom will flow from his heart onto his tongue. So with the purity for 40 days, wisdom starts flowing from heart onto the tongue. So its real place is heart. But when can we realize someone has wisdom? When he talks or when he acts. But the most obvious way is to listen. Because to act and see what has, you know, finally be the outcome of his action may take time. So the very first encounter that we have with a wise person is when we listen to him and we find what he says is very convincing, brings peace. You find that when he talks, it's acceptable, it makes sense, it settles in your heart. Because there are certain words that when you hear, it creates conflict in yourself. It makes you worried, it makes you, you know, confused. But sometimes you hear, even maybe that person is criticizing you, but you find peace in what he says, you find it acceptable. So it's a tree which grows in the heart and bears its fruits on the tongue. Another hadith from Imam Ali alayhi salam is, this is the fourth one on page one, من عرف الحكم لم يصبر على الازدياد منها. The one who knows wise ideas, hikam is the plural of hikmah, would not be able to be patient. He wants to know more. When you hear some wise ideas, your appetite become, you know, open. You want to hear more and more and more. Day and night you will not be tired if you hear the wise words. We move on to the sixth hadith, and this is from Jesus, from Masih, Allah Nabiyyana wa Alihi wa Alihi Salam. He said, إِنَّ الْحِكْمَةِ نُورَ كُلِّ قَلْبِ. Wisdom is the light of every heart. So, it means that wisdom settles, resides in the heart and enlightens, illuminates the heart. Imam Ali alayhi salam said, "Min khaza'in al-ghayb tadhharu al-hikmah." Hikmah appears, emerges in someone's heart. But it actually originates from treasures of unseen, from treasures of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Hikmah is something that you feel it's always a gift. You know, like people who make poem, those who compose a poem, if they are really, you know, a good poet, they realize it's not their own, you know, make, their own, you know, fabric. There is a kind of inspiration. You feel that it is coming from somewhere else. And therefore, sometimes you sit for hours and you cannot make even one line, just a couplet. And sometimes it's flowing. Wise ideas are the same. You cannot say, every day I produce 10 wise ideas. I make a contract that every day, you know, I give you 10 wise ideas. No. Sometimes, maybe for weeks, nothing comes. Sometimes in a day, they flow. Because it's not really from us. It's something which comes from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Sometimes Allah makes this channel open, so they come. Sometimes it's closed. So Imam Ali says, it is from the treasures of the unseen. You can translate it if you want to make it easier. You can say from the unseen treasure. But if you want to translate literally, from the treasures of the unseen. Because unseen is the whole universe that we explained, you know, when we were talking about the beginning of Surah Baqarah. يُؤْمِنُونَ بِالْغَيْبِ. So the treasures of Allah in the unseen world are the source of wisdom. Luqman, who was himself given wisdom, gave many advices to his son. Some of them are mentioned in Surah Luqman, some are not mentioned. One of the advices of Luqman to his son, which is mentioned in this hadith, he said, Ya bunayya, ta'allam al-hikma tasharraf. He said, my son, my dear son, try to learn wisdom. Question, is it possible to learn wisdom? Wisdom is not a science or subject that you can learn. He meant learn wise views, wise ideas. Otherwise, as I said before, wisdom is a quality that must be given by God as a gift. You can qualify yourself, but you cannot just learn it. تعلم الحكمة means learn wise ideas, تشرف, and in this way you gain honor, you would be an honorable person. فإن الحكمة تدل على الدين وتشرف العبد على الحر وترفع المسكين على الغني وتقدم الصغير على الكبير. Then he talked about the merits of wisdom. He said, wisdom is a sign of being religious, being pious. Wisdom makes a slave superior to his master. If a slave who is owned by a person has wisdom, he's better than his own master. If a poor person has wisdom, he is better than a rich person who has no wisdom. If a young person has wisdom, is better than an old person who doesn't have wisdom. So wisdom gives a high rank and position to whoever has wisdom. The Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "Kalimatul hikmah." يسمعها المؤمن خير من عبادة الثنتين. This is very special. You are all familiar with the hadith about contemplation and thinking, that if you think for some time, it's better than worshipping for 1 year. تفكر ساعة أفضل من عبادة السنة. In some hadith, أفضل من عبادة ستين سنة. Thinking is better than worshipping for 1 year or 60 years without thinking. Of course, if you think and worship, it's much better. But if it's a matter of either you think or you worship, thinking is better. Of course, the obligatory worship is different. You don't say, you know, I don't say Salat today because I want to think. But the recommended worship, it's better to think. And of course, if you can combine with better. So similar to this concept of thinking, the Prophet is quoted as saying that if you spend some time listening to a wise person and learning some wise ideas, it's better than worshiping for 1 year. Because sometimes one wise idea can change your entire life. Sometimes one wise idea can change the life of the community. So more than being interested just in physical actions, you must be interested in increasing your understanding, in increasing your knowledge. So this is not to underestimate worship. This is to say that in addition to worship, you must have this time, this chance to learn and to increase your understanding. Okay. Another thing that we move on to the next part about the people who have wisdom, who are hakim. Of course, as you remember, we said in the Quran, we have al-hakim only for Allah and the Quran, and hakim without alif al-lam also for the affairs which are decided in Laylatul Qadr. But other than the Quran, hakim can be used also for human beings. So grammatically, there is no problem. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "Kad al hakim an yakuna nabiyya." The one who is wise, the one who has been given wisdom, like Luqman. Luqman was a wise person, but not a prophet. The Prophet says, "The people who have been given wisdom are very close to be like a prophet." So it means that they are second in rank after the prophets. They don't receive revelation, but they receive wisdom from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So if you don't have access to prophets, you can go and benefit from people who have wisdom. Imam Ali alayhi salam said, "Al-Hakim yashfi sa'il." This is very beautiful. Sa'il means the one who asks, who is making inquiry. A wise person is not only giving answer to your questions. Imam Ali says, yashfi, heals. A person who has question doesn't just need answer. He needs someone who can heal him and bring peace to him. So is Hakim is a healer. Yashfi sa'il. وَيَجُودُ بِالْفَضَائِلِ. And he is very generous in spreading virtues. الْحُكَمَاءُ أَشْرَفُ النَّاسِ نَفْسًا or anfusan wa aksaruhum sabran wa asra'uhum afwan wa awsa'uhum akhlaqan. These are very important hadith because they also help to understand what is wisdom and what does wisdom do. The people who have wisdom are the noblest people. The noblest people. Their patience is more than anyone else. Among ordinary people, we are not talking about the prophets. Among ordinary people, these are the noblest people. These are the most patient people. These are the fastest people in forgiving and pardoning. So if someone wrongs them, these are the easiest to please. They quickly forgive. وَأَوْسَعِهِمْ أَوْسَعُهُمْ أَخْلَاقًا. And these are the softest people in temper. These are the people that can easily mix with the people and make relations with the people. And this is very important, and inshallah we will talk about this important aspect later. Hakim is a person who is very tolerant. it's very easy to deal with him. You don't have headache. Oh, today I'm going to meet a Hakim, so I'm worried. No, very simple, very relaxed, because he doesn't expect anything from you. In another hadith, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "La halim illa dhu asra, wa la hakim illa dhu tajruba." The person who is halim, who is very patient and forbears wrong actions of others, is not found unless he has sometimes maybe some problems. Athra means to make mistakes. Either it means that the halim, the patient person, himself sometimes makes mistakes because he's not ma'asum, he's not infallible, or it means that people with respect to him make mistakes. For us, the second sentence is important. وَلَا حَكِيمَ إِلَّا ذُو تَجْرَبَةً. You cannot find a wise person without experience. You remember when I talked about this concept before? About, for example, I said, you cannot bring a graduate from medical university and say, now you are head of this hospital. You need experience, even if that person is genius. Wisdom would not come without experience. You have to be put in different conditions. You have to meet different people. You have to travel a lot. Because I think, especially nowadays, without traveling and meeting many people, visiting different cultures, you cannot have wisdom. Unless you are ma'asum or you are, you know, a holy person, Allah can of course give you everything without any preparation. But as a normal way of, you know, aspiring to wisdom, you have to have different experiences. And these are very important. Imam Ali alayhi salam says, أَعْيَا مَا يَكُونُ الْحَكِيمُ إِذَا خَاطَبَ سَفِيحًا. The most difficult time for a wise person, the most challenging time for a wise person is when he wants to talk to a stupid person. A person who doesn't think, who doesn't, you know, reflect, it's really difficult. Even if you speak to animals, it's easier. Because you don't expect anything from animals. But these are human beings. They listen to you. You think they have understood, but then they do it again what they, you know, were thinking in the past. So this is the most challenging time for a hakim, to deal with the people that are not rational, are not thoughtful. And now we move on to the next part. Al-hikmatu dhalatu al-mu'min. We have many hadith which says hikmah is what is lost, what is missing for a mu'min. In Arabic, we have dhalla, which means to go astray or to be lost. So if I have, for example, a book, and then that book is lost, I don't know where it is, it is called dhalla. So it doesn't mean misguided. It means it is missed. It is lost. Dhalla means something which is missed. Imam Ali alayhi salam said, Al-hikmatu dhallatu al-mu'min. Wisdom is something which belongs to mu'min, but the mu'min doesn't know where it is. It's yours, but you don't know where it is. So look for it everywhere. If you lose something, you go for, you know, every direction, every corner, you ask people to find it. So the same is with wisdom. You must look for it. Fatlubuha. Go and look for it. Walo indal mushrik. Even if an atheist, a non-Muslim, even a non-believer in God has wisdom, go and learn, go and seek. Takunu ahakka biha wa ahlaha. This belongs to you. Don't say, I only want to learn from my own people. Yes, sometimes you are a person who is not that much learned and you want to go and seek wisdom from people who are not reliable, then you may get confused. That is another issue. So you go to, for example, people who have no faith, and then instead of learning wisdom, they will misguide you. That's another issue. But if you are a person who is able to understand and make distinction between what is right and wrong, just because this is taught by non-Muslim is not a problem, because Islam tells us that knowledge, wisdom, are to be learned, to be acquired, no matter in which part of the world or from what person. The Prophet said, go and seek knowledge, even if it required you to travel up to China. China was not a Muslim land. No Muslims lived, you know, in China at that time. But the Prophet said, if there is something useful for you, go and learn. In Islam, we don't have any limit for learning. You can travel up to China. You can learn up to the time you are put in the grave. أطلب العلم من المهد إلى اللحد, from the cradle up to the grave. And here it says, seek knowledge even from a polytheist. So we don't have any limit. Alhamdulillah, Muslims are very open. They want to learn from everyone, and also they want to share what they have learned with everyone. We don't say, we keep knowledge for ourselves and we don't teach you. Muslims have always been thinking that spreading knowledge is zakat. So they, whatever they knew, they taught to all human beings. There was no monopoly that we keep certain things for ourselves and we only teach our own people. No, whatever we learn, we share. In another hadith, Imam Ali said, Al-hikmatu dhalatul mu'min fakhudhil hikmah walaw min ahlin nifaq. Imam Ali said, hikmah is what you have lost, what is missing, and get it even from hypocrites. Even if a hypocrite has a hikmah, go and learn it. In another hadith, Imam said, خذ الحكمة أنا كانت. Take wisdom, wise ideas, wherever it is. And then Imam continued, he said, فَإِنَّ الْحِكْمَةَ تَكُونُ فِي صَدْرِ الْمُنَافِقِ. Sometimes a wise idea is in the breast, in the chest of a munafiq, a hypocrite. And he cannot keep it, so he mentions. When he mentions that, then you get it and it settles in your heart. So he says, because he cannot take it, he has to say it to get rid of it. It really belongs to you. Like, you know, if you have a jewelry and someone has swallowed that jewelry. So it comes out, but because he cannot keep it. It's your jewelry. Jesus also said, if you find a light, a lantern, you know, in the past they used oil. Sometimes oil was very good, like the oil which Allah mentions in the verse light. يُغَدُ مِنْ شَجَرَةٍ مُبَارَكَةٍ زَيْتُونَةٍ, from the olive tree which is blessed. But sometimes oil was not very good, so producing bad, you know, smell. So Jesus said, if there is a light, a lantern, which is illuminating, enlightening, but it smells bad because the oil is not good, you would not say, I don't want to use this light, I prefer to remain in darkness because it smells bad. You would use the light and say, okay, I don't want the smell. Maybe you know, put with your finger, you close your nose, or anyway, you tolerate it. So Jesus said, in the same way, sometimes you find wise ideas with the people who are not good. You shouldn't say, because they are not good, I don't want the wise ideas. It's like light which comes with bad fragrance. You want light. Imam Zainul Abidin alayhi salam also said, if you find a very special, very expensive, very rare pearl in a place which is not clean, in a dirty place, but you find a very special, rare pearl. You shouldn't underestimate that. You say, no, I don't want this. Okay, you keep it and wash it and clean it, and this is valuable. So Imam Zain al-Abidin said, my father said, means Imam Hussein alayhi salam, that he heard his father Amirul Mu'mineen, إن الكلمة من الحكمة لتلجلج في صدر المنافق نزاعا إلى مظانها حتى يلفظ بها فيسمعها المؤمن فيكون أحق بها وأحلها. He said, my father said that he heard from Amir al-Mu'mineen that sometimes a word of wisdom is in the breast of a munafiq, hypocrite, and he is not comfortable with that. He says this, and then it's the time that a mu'min hears this and takes it. So mu'min is deserving this more than that hypocrite. So don't say, because it has come from the mouth of a hypocrite, I don't want it. And finally, a hadith from the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam: كلمه الحكمه ضاله المؤمن فحيث وجدها فهو احق بها. Word of wisdom is what a mu'min has lost. He's looking for it, and wherever he finds it, he has right to take it. So with these hadiths, we realize that wisdom is something which is very important. Wisdom is something which is making a person next in rank to prophets. Wisdom is something which is first of all placed in the heart, but then it bears its fruits on the tongue. Wisdom is the light of the heart. Wisdom comes with experience. Wisdom makes a person virtuous, especially the virtue of patience, the virtue of being fast in forgiving, the virtue of being a person who has soft and gentle temper. So these are certain things that we have understood from this hadith. But inshallah, we will continue this discussion about the hadith. And before I finish, I want to mention in particular 2-3 hadiths, because these are referring to the verses that we have already studied. So I leave the rest of the hadiths for inshallah next session. Just I mention few hadiths which relate to the verses of the Quran. You remember one of the verses of the Quran was Surah Nisa number 54 about the family of Ibrahim. Allah said, فَقَدْ آتَيْنَا آلَ إِبْرَاهِيمَ الْكِتَابَ وَالْحِكْمَةِ. We gave the family of Ibrahim the book and wisdom. Imam Sadiq alayhi salam said, الْحِكْمَةِ, wisdom here, means الْفَهْمْ وَالْقَضَىٰ. It means understanding and being able to judge, to make good judgment. Commenting on the verse, وَلَقَدْ آتَيْنَا لُقْمَانَ الْحِكْمَةِ أَنِشْكُرْ لِلَّهِ, which was in Surah Luqman, chapter 31, number 12. Chapter 31, number 12. وَلَقَدْ آتَيْنَا لُقْمَانَ الْحِكْمَةِ أَنِشْكُرْ لِلَّهِ وَمَنْ يَشْكُرْ فَإِنَّمَا يَشْكُرُ لِنَفْسِهِ وَمَنْ كَفَرَ فَإِنَّ اللَّهُ هُوَ الْغَنِيُّ الْحَمِيدِ. Imam Kazim alayhi salam said that hikmah means al-fahmu wal-aql, understanding and being intelligent. And Imam Baqir alayhi salam said hikmah means knowledge, al-ma'rifah. So understanding, intelligence, knowledge, being able to make right judgment, right decision, these are the things which are related to wisdom. As I said, you cannot find one single word to say that this is wisdom. This is why in different hadiths, different interpretations, you find different elements. We have to put all these elements together and find which one are most important, which one are just mentioned by only few people, and then we come up with our own understanding, inshallah. Just bear with me, inshallah, for one, two more sessions, and then, inshallah, I come up with a definition of wisdom. So I stop here, and I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala not only to enable us to understand what is wisdom, but more than that, inshallah, to give us this gift of wisdom. وآخر دعوانا أن الحمد لله رب العالمين.